And a very good morning to you. It is 16 minutes past 11. If you'd like to respond to what the Premier had to say, we'll certainly take your calls. But what we also do each and every Thursday on this show is highlight parents, well-known parents, parents who've been in the spotlight. But you know what? They wrestle with the same issues you wrestle with and I wrestle with on a daily basis. So our guest this morning, your guest this morning, is a businesswoman, a mom, former Miss SA, and also former Miss Universe runner-up. Still very, very busy, a television presenter from Priscilla to Survivor to Wedding Bashes. What a pleasure to say, how's it? To Cindy Nell. How are you doing?
Hey, Kino. I'm well and you?
It's been a long time. So great to have you on the show, man.
So, yeah, it's always nice to chat to you. I'm glad to hear you also wrestle with your children.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. I'm going to tell you a story this morning very quickly, Cindy. So we've got Google Home at home, right? So I talk to this thing and it switches on the TV. My son, who's two, gets on the chair and he goes, "Hello, Google." And then he rubs the speaker very gently and he goes, "Gentle, Daddy, gentle." And because we tell him to be gentle with the cat. And then he goes, "Hello, Google." And then he goes, "Mwah," wanting to give Google a kiss. My two-year-old thinks that Google is a person. Anyway.
That is insane. What a chance to be alive, eh? A two-year-old talking to Google.
Exactly.
I mean, do you remember when we had that big brick of a phone that literally
yes.
after we finished school?
Yes.
And I mean, my six-year-old are doing things on iPad that I don't even know how to do.
Well, exactly. Exactly. So just give us the rundown, Cindy. I mean, we read about you quite a lot. A lot of us follow you as well on the social media. What are you up to? I've given a brief introduction to you. So before we talk about you as a mom, as a parent, let's talk a little bit about what you're up to lately.
Gosh, you know, I actually often get asked this, and people always say, what is the day in your life like? And I'm very fortunate that I can say that no one day is the same. So literally one day, I mean, I'm 37 years old, and I'm doing more modeling now than I did in my 20s, bizarrely enough, believe
wow.
it or not. I think times have changed, and people want more relatable, you know, brand ambassadors and models. So I'm doing still a lot of shoots and endorsement things. And I've quit TV so that I could be with my children on weekends. I mean, Wedding Bash just pretty much took me away from half the weekends of the year. So I'm closed that door entirely. You know, the nice thing is you can always go back into the industry
exactly.
when your kids are a bit older. And, but right now, it's a priority for me to be at home on the weekend. I suppose I spent most of my time working on cosmetics, which is all our makeup brands and standing brands. Mm. And, you know, that's a very big focus for me. So, and then obviously raising kids. I mean, that's like a big thing. You know, a lot of the time I'll bump into people in the industry and they say, "Oh, what are you doing now? We see you not on TV anymore." And often I say, "You know what I'm doing? I'm actually raising kids. I'm raising a business. I'm running a household. I'm still doing a bit of modeling. I'm pretty much like really busy."
Full-time job. Hey?
And I started a charity foundation called Women for Women, which is a female empowerment foundation. That really has been something that I've always wanted to have the time to do. Mm. And I have the time to do that now. And we basically raise funds to pay for educational bursaries for girls from townships who can't afford to go to university.
Brilliant.
And also we do life skills development courses around the country. We have about 70 girls in programs. Through my ACE modeling business. But this is a life skills course where we teach young women things that you don't learn at school anymore, you know, like writing a CV, personal hygiene, safety on the internet, you know, how to navigate your menstrual cycle and sexual health. And so I'm keeping busy.
No,
and then in the mornings I scream at my kids because they don't get ready for school in time.
Oh, gosh, it's the same with a lot of us. Eh? It really is the same. So tell us a little bit about your two beautiful kids.
Oh, they're amazing. Honestly, this is such a great age. Ethan is 8, and he's such a wonderful little boy. He's typically one of those little kids who are already building a robot arm. Takes off a bit. Like he's currently building like a little arm of a robot.
Wow.
I have absolutely no idea what's going on there, but his dad and him are deep into it. And then my daughter, despite my utmost dismay about the situation, is a little born Cindy Nell. So she wants to be a YouTube star and modeling. And I was always that mom that said, never, ever, ever, my daughter will never, ever enter this industry. But I suspect I might have to get over that because she's 6 and she's already got her own YouTube channel. It's called Mia's Amazing Adventures, I promise you. And she gets gifts to unwrap and do things. I kind of manage it, you know, and my sister helps her. So we keep it fun. It's not really serious. It's just for her to have fun with. But that's because they watch YouTube. You know, the kids nowadays, they watch YouTube and they see what the other kids do and then they also want to do it. And there's a part of us that think, well, we shouldn't be doing this. But then there's another side of you that think, oh, like, maybe we should be more progressive and open-minded about these things. Exactly. So I'm just trying to balance that, you know. But they're great kids, and I mean, my husband's English and I'm more Afrikaans. So, you know, we're currently going through the whole, they speak more Afrikaans in the house thing.
Okay.
That can be challenging. And, yeah, they fight with each other a lot. They're really sweet kids. They've got good morals and values. Everyone always tells me what great manners they have. Manners are very important to us because I grew up in a military home, and they, in my house, she's someone got a club in a cup, but she only said donkey and I said listen.
But it's
I'm grateful for all of those. I really am.
It's, you know, it's wonderful to get an insight from Cindy Nell, the human being, the mom. And, you know, we're all around, okay, you are probably much younger than me, but we're all around the same age. And we were all raised in a certain manner. And you're so right about it, right? So you've got your young ones. I've got a 17-year-old who wants to skate, and that's all he wants to do. He doesn't care about going to university, but he wants to start his own little business. And you're right. You say to yourself,
"No, what?" The question now, you know, do we still have to do the proverbial university, or should we be thinking about different ways of encouraging entrepreneurship? I mean, we all have, I suppose, the same fears and hopes for our children.
No, it is.
But one thing I think is important is to just sit down for a minute and like really see who they are instead of what society wants us for them to be, you know.
Yes. And
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? He becomes a professional skater and he's happy. You know, how bad is that?
Yeah, exactly. Starts his own little online store and makes money than he ever would have with a degree, for example. Or it could go south. But at the same time, if it goes south, he's young enough to make mistakes.
Exactly. I do think that there's definitely a big generation. You say we're all kind of the same age. But our generation of parenting, we're very much encouraging our kids to go into an entrepreneurship.
Yep.
You know, mindset. And I think that is exactly what we should be doing to boost the economy in this country.
Totally agree.
Encouraging entrepreneurs from the youngest age.
And that's exactly it. And you can be part of our conversation, by the way. If you're a parent, you want to call in, you want to just talk about some of the things that you wrestle with when it comes to your teenagers or little ones, and maybe you even maybe you're in Cindy's position where you've got, you know, children that are close to each other, they're around the same age, or in my position where you have a 2-year-old and a 17-year-old, for example, and you struggle with that. Call in. Just share that with us this morning and let's have a great old conversation. So you are listening to Today. I am Keno Cummings with you all the way through until 12, and joining you as a guest this morning, businesswoman, mom, former Miss SA, and also former Miss Universe runner-up. And she's taken some time off television, as she's told you, to spend some time with the kids, which brings me to my next question. As we get older and as our kids get older, our perspectives change. Because I remember seeing you at a lot of the events, you know, like the JNB Met and the Durban July. But I don't know about you. I try and stay away from those things as much as I can now.
I'm so selective over those. Literally, tonight I'm going to a fashion show. But the only reason I'm going to a fashion show is because I'm trying to have a catch-up with a girlfriend I haven't seen in ages. So we said, let's go for a sundowner. And then I said, well, we might as well go to this thing and, you know, have a sundowner there and dress up and it'd be all fun. But if it wasn't for that, there's no way I would go to these events anymore. It's sort of like you only go to an event if it's also a reason to catch up with your friends or something that you really enjoy. Or because, you know, Keena, I mean, you know this, to build your career and to get your name up there, it's very important to be on the social scene.
Yep.
So we did that. But then you get to a point where, you know, a lot of people still ask me, you know, how do you get booked? Who's your agent? And I say, you know, at our level, and I mean that with, you know, all the humility in the world, and you can agree with this, if people want you, they find you.
Exactly.
And you don't really need to go to these events anymore. You make it more selective. So my daughter, for example, loves to go to red carpet events. So instead of taking my husband, who really doesn't like those things, I take her. She's six. She loves it. She gets a little dress on. She puts a little butterflies in her hair. And then it's like a cool mother-daughter thing.
Yeah.
And she loves it. So I think you just shift your, you shift your, you know, your priorities, and you kind of keep your life, but you sort of fit things differently into that, you know?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, the same with social media. Like, honestly, there's so many days I wake up and I think, oh, gosh, I have to do a social media post today. So much pressure. The photo must be right. I don't really have anything exciting to talk about today. Should I be on social media still? Should I just cancel? Then I think I can't. I'm promoting my makeup brand and, you know, my endorsement deals. But I also want just to connect with my fans and my friends. You know, a lot of on Instagram, you actually build relationships with people. And sometimes it's fun to just actually connect with that outside world. But then also I'm asking, you know, should my daughter be on social media? Is it safe? You're asking about the safety element. We're all talking safety. About that with our kids. I mean, I sent a message out the other day to my friends who a lot of our kids kind of play around on the YouTube space and on Instagram. You know, just little things like don't post where you're at that very moment in time. Yeah. Yeah. Don't post school uniforms. Don't post other people's kids. Don't post addresses or, you know, check into places or say where. So, I mean, there's a lot of measures you can take to make it more generic because you are torn. You're thinking, well, should I be a mom and should we be more like, you know, getting back from the industry? But when you are in the industry, it's an extension of who you are. It's part of your life. It's also what helped you build your brands and your, you know, your commercial brands and your businesses. So you can't just switch it off. You just sort of have to find a balance.
That is so true.
And then, I mean, we still like to dress up with our husband and wife and go out for a little black tie moment.
Exactly. But that's the difference between, you know, doing it because you want to do it and people who turn up and they'll go to the opening of an envelope in order to be seen. So it's just a big difference.
We used to do that. Don't judge.
Long time ago, but yeah, you're right. Anyway, Cindy, listen, what a privilege and a pleasure chatting to you. We should all stay in touch, especially what you're doing with young girls. I'm going to try and give back to Elsie's River and the skills, and if I can rope you in, that'll be great as well. But it's been an absolute awesome pleasure chatting to you today.
Well, it's great chatting to you, Tino, and have a great weekend. We'll chat soon.
Will do, Cindy Nell.